Before we jump into Inyan Yoma formally, Hilchos Yom Kippur, of which there's plenty to discuss, maybe a word about the Slichas, and some very profound Hashkafa that flows from the Slichas today and tomorrow. Last time we saw the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Reish Beis tells us that we're Marba Vesfil of the Sachanun of the course of Seres Mitzvah, which means, as Rama points out, that we begin saving Malkeinu, and it means that the Slichas are longer, meaning we say more Piyutei Slichas to enable us to recite the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim more times every morning of our Seres Mitzvah. One of the sorts of, the genre of Slichas that we add over the course of Seres Mitzvah, and the number of Slichas that we add is a type that we add, and that is Akedos. Of course, Erev Hashanah, Seres Mitzvah, every day there's at least one Slich, which is Nakeda, which focuses on Akedas Yitzchak. And there's a fascinating insight that you draw from the Slichas, from a particular turn of phrase that appears in today and tomorrow, in the today's Akeda and tomorrow's Akeda. Yom Dal and Yom Hei. The theme that you draw from the whole notion of Slichas devoted to the Akeda, and earlier parts of the Siddur as well, obviously, is that we see the Akedah as and Mishnah and Perkei Avos, that we see the Akedah as being a shining success of the part of Avraham Avinu, which is something that I think we usually take for granted, that Avraham Avinu passed the Nisayon of the Akedah, sometimes something worth reviewing. That we reject the Kierkegaardian approach, that Avraham Avinu was being tested to see whether he would put morality ahead of a tzivah, and he failed by ignoring morality. We reject that approach, obviously, utterly, because we accept the Pasuk in Chumash that tells us that Hashem Echad, that there's a single God who created the entire universe, who created everything, which means Lamasa, as Yeshayahu tells us, and we review in the Brachas leading up to Kriya Shema, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that single God who created the entire universe, is Yotzer Ovar Choshech. He's the one who created light and dark. He's the one who created Shalom and Ra. And everything is a creature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, including ideas, including time and space, and morality itself is a creature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to ask whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu might expect more of us morally beyond, in addition to what he expressly commanded us, is an interesting question. But to wonder whether there's a morality independent to and opposed to Tzivu Hashem, so that's facially absurd. If you accept that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Boreas HaKol. So it goes without saying that, and as you see, as the Rambam points out in other Emunah contexts, you can look at the wealth of Torah Shebaal Peh, including the material from Tanoma and Rama and on, as well as looking at the Seder HaTfilah to see very clearly how we interpret a passage in the Chumash. So it is indubitably clear that we see Avraham Avinu as having passed the Akedah with flying colors. There's, though, a further insight in the language that's used in today's Akedah and tomorrow's Akedah. So you can, we already said this morning, but you can keep your eyes open for tomorrow. I know a number of you enjoyed Slicha number Pei this morning. It was a reference to last year's Masechta, a lot of Bava Kama references, above and Zizikin. Then Pei Gimel this morning, Eisan Lime Das, the Akedah of Yom Revi of Aseres Meitshuva. So it's a very fascinating metaphor. And it goes in Aleph Beis orders. Under the letter Tes, Tena Bikurim, Lemea Chananto. The Paitan refers to Yitzchak as Avraham Avinu's basket of Bikurim, which is an image that appears in tomorrow's Akedah also. So we talk often about Yitzchak being potentially a carbon ola. And that's literally true. He was headed toward, or Avraham Avinu certainly understood from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was supposed to bring him as a carbon ola. But the idea of calling him a basket of Bikurim, so that's interesting. What does that mean exactly? What's the Python driving at? So on one level, it probably means it was it wasn't exactly his first biological child, but that was the first of the children that would be spiritually Zaro, Kibi Yitzchaki Karelucha Zara, it was his first and only of his spiritual progeny. So it could be in that sense, and after all, in this context, it's Teni Bikurim Meya Chananta, Kadosh Baruch Hu graced Aravino at the age of 100 with the birth of Yitzhak. But there may be something, specifically in an Akedah context, maybe something going on in addition as well, and that is when you think about what you do with Bikurim. We learned that the Torah speaks several times, of course, of Chumash about the different aspects of Bikurim. We learned about it most recently in Parashat Kisavo. In Ian Shir last week, we were focusing on Mikra Bikurim. But in terms of Havas Bikurim, the core mitzvah of Bikurim, to take the Bikurim and present them to the Mizbeach. You bring them to the Mizbeach, you put them next to the Mizbeach, you put them Hinachto, as we learned in Parashat Kisavo. But there's no Zrikas Hadam, there's no Haktara. Unlike a typical carbon, it's brought, it's karev in the literal sense, it's brought to the Mizbeach. It's presented. Unlike a typical carbon, there's no Chelek Avoa. There's no Kometz, there's no Dam, there's no Emun, no part of it is separated out that gets left on the Mizbeach. It's brought to the Mizbeach, it's presented, but it remains totally in a human sphere. It's given to the Kohanim eat it. It doesn't enter, no part of it gets consumed on or at the Mizbeach. So it could be part of what the Paitan is capturing. And that's the plan, to be clear. That's the plan for Bikurim. Meirosh, that's the tzivoy. You bring the Bikurim to the Mizbeach, and then you move them away. That is the entire hakrava, so to speak. The hava is you bring it. You present it, but you're not makriv anything. So it could be almost a Paitan is capturing. That was the Akedah. It may be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, several svarim suggest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented it to Avraham Avinu in a intentionally ambiguous way. So it seemed Avraham Avinu certainly understood that he was supposed to literally shecht and be makdir his son Yitzhak. But that was the Paitan is pointing out, Meirosh, that was not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. It wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind last minute. The plan was for Avraham Avinu to do like a Havas Bikurim, to be Magish Yitzhak to the Mizbeach and take him off. No Hakrava required. And the substance of that is the other aspect of the Mitzvah Bikurim, which is Mikra Bikurim. The substance of that is it was a declaration of Emunah. It was a declaration, that's what Ramban talks about in the beginning of the Parashat Akeh, beginning of Perikov Be'ez of Reishis, Elokim Nisayas Avraham. He talks about the word Nisayon, the notion of being raised up and having a chance to demonstrate what's going externally, what you're feeling inside, where you're at, the amount of strength you have inside. Avraham Avinu had the strength to do this. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to actually be motzi min hakoach lapol. Wanted him to give expression to the depth of emunah and self-sacrifice he had to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I want you to do this as an expression, almost like as a mikra bikur. Express your connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he did exactly what he was supposed to do. He expressed his preparedness to have sacrificed Yitzhak had that been a Kadosh Baruch Hu's will. It was not a Kadosh Baruch Hu's will. Kadosh Baruch Hu was not interested in human sacrifice. But Kadosh Baruch Hu was interested. And Kadosh Baruch Hu was never interested in human sacrifice, like the Bikurim. It was never part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan that Avraham Avinu would actually murder Yitzhak, but it was part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan that Avraham Avinu would express his willingness to sacrifice everything, even Yitzhak, if that were to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. So it could be, speculation, that's part of the significance of referring to Yitzhak as a Ten of Bikurim. That it was never HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for Avraham Avinu to physically, in actuality, sacrifice Yitzhak, but it was his plan for Avraham Avinu to express it, to do a hava, as it were, for the purposes of metaphorically speaking, a mikra. That he would express that clarity that Avraham Avinu had and that a Jew ought to have, that if one has a direct tzivur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the ultimate arbiter of an expression of accurate absolute morality. That's, I think, an important hashkafa that flows from from the slichas. It's worth noticing that the slichas, there's a lot to learn in the slichas. We're meant to draw, as from the rest of the Siddur. And this is an issue, again, that Søren Kierkegaard, the famous Scandinavian philosopher, raised quite several hundred years ago. And sometimes it's important for us to remember that we techazer that we reject it. The chazer that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the creator of all matter and energy and ideas, including morality. And so there may or may not be areas where HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't given us clear guidance, and then we need to either we're going to seek to derive from the psukim, or look back to our Masorah, seek to figure out what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us, either through Tarash Mechsav, Tarash HaPeh, or through logic, as the Rishonim already have guided us in all of those paths. But when there's a clear, direct tzivah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that is the ultimate arbiter, ultimate expression of morality.